to hear he started to roll him off gently, until a little voice in her head reached the number 15, and she recalled Plan B. Fett! She shoved him hard, bolstering her own strength with the force. And Hagamore 3's weak gravity, the effort sent him flying. Get off! Fett clanged into the ceiling and seemed to awaken. He pushed off hard and dropped back toward the floor, growling in a groggy voice.
Don't move.
Tahiri ignored him and opened the utility pocket where she had secured the second detonator.
I've got you, scum!
Fett shouted. Tahiri looked over to find him standing on wobbly legs and pointing his flamethrower at her. She used the force to point his arm in another direction, then held the thermal detonator up for him to see. 2 seconds, she said. Fett's grogginess seemed to vanish all at once. He pointed toward the shattered viewing panel that overlooked the main genetics lab. Get rid of! Tahiri whipped the detonator toward the viewing panel, using the force to guide it and push it along. Even then, the orb had barely passed through the opening before it activated. There came a tremendous crack and a blinding white flash that seemed to eat away much of the wall and the floor in front of them. And then, there came another crack, this one deep and sonorous. The entire facility shook as though it had been hit by an asteroid, and a tremendous clatter echoed through the room as untold tons of stone rained down on the upper side of the ceiling. Fett's helmet turned so that the visor was fixed on Tahiri's face.
Those are some pretty nice detonators. Where'd you get them?
Another boom shook the workroom, and this time a 2-meter circle of ceiling simply vanished into smoke. The shrill whistle of escaping atmosphere wailed through the room, and everything that was not secured to a wall or floor, shards of metal, pieces of flimsy, data chips, began to fly toward the hole. Tahiri grabbed the helmet off the carrying clip on her shoulder and, praying that her vac suit had not been compromised during the battle, pulled it over her head and sealed it with a quick twist. Fett, whose armor included a built-in vac suit, simply started tapping keys on his forearm control pad.
Vela?
He yelled over their suit comm.
Is there something you forgot to tell me?
Another blast shook the facility, this time striking somewhere farther away from the main lab. Tahiri checked her chrono and saw that the barrage had started 2 minutes early. She hoped that Vangor had noticed the frigate moving into attack position and retreated to a safe distance. Tahiri toggled her chin mic.
I didn't think it would matter. I thought we'd be dead by now.
You might be.
They're 2 minutes early, if it's any consolation. Jag must really have lit a fire under his staff.
Now the Imperial Navy moves fast.
Fett's helmet turned toward the back of the workroom, where Freela Tarm and Jessel Yu were already in the last stages of decompression sickness, with blue skin and blood oozing out around the rims of their bulging eyes.
Of course.